This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, March 8th. God's word for you today is old versus new. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verse 37, and it says, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." John chapter 5, verse 4 says, "For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had." Grace again. The Bible says the first person to step in after the stirring was healed of whatever disease. The person does not step in and then heaven will say, "No, this kind is a very difficult case. Let someone else enter." No, with God, there is nothing like impossible. There is no impossibility with God. Your case will not be the first in the name of Jesus. Everything in your life will be possible with God. God will take you higher. God will take you to a place that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and has not even begun to enter into the heart of men in the name of Jesus. You may be wondering, what about those who don't get to enter the pool? Our minds work like that. I thought about that as well. With them, even though Jesus was there physically, they were still in the old covenant. The New Testament covenant did not come until the blood of Jesus was shed. It is his blood of the new covenant. So the new covenant, the New Testament, if you will, started at resurrection and not at Matthew chapter 1. The New Testament actually started when Jesus resurrected. So dividing the Bible into the Old and the New Testament is just to help us comprehend the timelines. With them in John chapter 5, it was the first to enter will be healed. But with us, after Jesus died and shed his blood, the veil was torn into two from top to bottom. Jesus ascended and offered the perfect sacrifice on our behalf. So, for us, it is whosoever wills may come. Again, for them, it is the first to enter. However, for us, it is whoever enters. The question is, can you get into the pool? If you can get into the pool, it doesn't matter how many people have gotten in before you, you will be healed. Amazing. It is, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? The question is, are you washed in the blood? In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb, are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? So it is not, are you the first? It is, have you been washed? Did you get in? Now imagine this. What would happen in that pool if it was not the first to get in, but whoever gets in? That place will be filled with healed people who have returned to praise God. Let us pray. Father, with you, nothing will be impossible in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.